time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Come on. Kimberly, are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guest today is a strong and powerful Kimberly Cummings. She is a career and leadership expert. Her newest book is Next Move, Best Move, Transitioning into a Career You Love. Excited to have you on. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Of course. So I am here based in Newark, New Jersey, and I say that I am a personal and professional development junkie. Ever since I can remember, I've been someone who's been obsessed with figuring out how to navigate the world of work and how I can do it well in order to get myself to the next step. And it doesn't always have to be promotional, sometimes lateral, but I've always wanted to figure out how can I do this and maximize my next move. And I feel like now that my book is called Next Move, Best Move, it sounds a little corny, but I'm always obsessed with making sure that that next step is exactly what I'd like for it to be. I've been working in the career and leadership space for well over 10 years now. And my shtick is really helping women and people of color navigate the world of work, make more money, and position themselves as leaders.
I love it. Those are all super positive things.
Yes.
So I personally sometimes have a hard time talking about myself and the things that I think that I've accomplished and gotten good at, but that's certainly, if I were looking to make a move, work that I would have to do.
Of course. And I always tell folks, for me too, it feels kind of icky. Like, I feel like I'm bragging about myself, but what I tell myself and I tell my clients is that you're not bragging when it's a fact. You're just simply stating the facts about what you're good at, the facts about your experience and things that you've done. You're not being overzealous because you've done it.
Right. This is actually things that you have done, and not only
exactly.
That, but it's essential. So, how do I know if or when it's time, or will I ever know when it's time to actually start doing this work, or should I always be doing the work that we're talking about?
I think it's a continuous process, especially when we're talking about the traditional world of work, like corporate America. When I say corporate, I mean literally any field, nonprofit, education, too, all of it. When you have a 9-to-5 job, I feel like the biggest mistake folks make is waiting to do it. Like, oh, well, you know, I don't need to make a move right now. I'm perfectly good where I am. And then 6 months, 2 years, 5 years down the line, they're like, oh my gosh, I'd like to make a move. And they have to start way back at the beginning. And they're frustrated because they'd like to go now. But the process of setting yourself up is continuous. You should always be building relationships, always kind of have your eye out and seeing what's happening and making sure that when you want to, you are able to, and you don't have to kind of step back and figure it out from ground zero.
That's just I feel like that's a key to a happy and successful life right there. It's like, I'm fond of saying that I'm chopping wood all summer long, not because I'm going to be burning the wood in the summertime, but it's because I'm going to be burning the wood in the wintertime. And so I need to be doing it consistently. And I exercise a little bit every day and I eat right. And so I'm constantly doing the things that will position me to be successful whenever the time is right. Is that in today's world, there's so many different opportunities to be expressing ourselves, for lack of a better term. How do you help people figure out how to actually do that?
expressing themselves as in like being their authentic self in the workplace?
And yeah, all of it, because we're talking about just constantly doing this stuff, working on it, expressing myself in the workplace, but also positioning myself when I am ready to make a move, that I'm not having to just stop doing everything and start doing that.
I think the first step is really understanding what your strengths are. I'm a big believer in you strengthen your strengths. Sometimes, you know, you have to work on some of those weaknesses, but what would happen if you built a career based upon your strengths, your passions, your skills, and your interests? When you kind of focus on the positive a bit more, you're able to really have some drive and passion like behind what you're doing. The joke I always make is that like in relationships, so I'm married, clearly love my husband, I'm still here, you know, but when he pisses me off, I'm not trying to walk away. I may look at him and be like, I don't want to see your face right now. Like, I think I need to go to the spa. I need to go somewhere else. But there's that baseline of love and respect where I'm going to come back tomorrow. I may still even make him dinner, even though I'm mad as hell. But in the world of work, sometimes we'll build careers without having any of that passion, that interest, that baseline of love for the job, for the career. And that's why sometimes we're so easy to just walk away. It's like, I need a new job. I want something else. I need to transition anywhere but here, because there's not that baseline there. So I always encourage people, in order to be your most authentic self, to be excited about building a career versus having a job. That's why I think it's so important to have that baseline of love. So even on the worst days, you're like, all right, well, I'm gonna go home. Maybe I'll have a cocktail or two and I'll be excited to get back online tomorrow.
I think that certainly does make a lot of sense. There are so many things that are keeping us from doing that, though, right? Just expectation, whatever. So many things that keep us from doing that. So starting that and really setting the intention, is that an important key here?
I think it definitely is. Getting clear on what your vision is. I think for most folks, if we're talking about graduating from college, taking it all the way back, I think you start to stumble. You stumble into jobs. You're like, okay, well, I need this opportunity. I know for me, I tell the story in the book that all I wanted to do was not move back to Connecticut. I'm from a very small town in Connecticut, and all I wanted to do was not move back home. And I was willing to almost take any job to just not do that. So you start to stumble and you take one job and, you know, you don't really like it too much. So it's like, what else is popping up? And people start to build a line of jobs versus building a career. So I think we have to make that switch. I think it can be difficult to make that switch because it takes some intention and takes some vision for where is it that you'd like to go. You have to kind of take a step back. One of my favorite activities that I do with clients, generally when I first meet them, I always ask, if I were to snap my fingers right now and I can give you your dream job in 10 years, you know you'll be there, what would you say? And I'm like, I want the gut reaction, don't hum and ah, like 10 years, where do you want to be? And then we need to cut it in half. So where would you need to be in 5 years to get to that 10-year vision? And then we cut it in half again. And it's like, okay, around that 2-year mark, where would that be? And then we start to build a plan in 6-month increments to think about what do you need to do? What actions do you need to take? Because I think when you don't have a plan in place, it's hard because you're just out there. You're trying to make some money, do what you can, and you're just kind of stumbling along. And if things work out, great. And if it doesn't, well, you know, you're just going to try something else. The intentionality is so important because when you know where you'd like to go, then you're going to take steps every day, similar to how you talked about fitness. If you know that you are running a marathon in November, you best believe you're going to be running a certain amount of miles every single day so that you are not passed out on the side of the road in November. You can't get from zero to a marathon in November without practice. And the same thing goes for careers too.
Yeah, I think that that's a really valuable exercise. We as human beings, and certainly myself included, there's stuff that I want to do, but for just a million different reasons, I'm comfortable doing this, and so I'm just going to leave well enough alone, even though I'm not happy by any stretch of the imagination. I might even be unhappy, but the perceived pain and discomfort of actually making change is going to keep me right here. And this is what stops people from really doing everything, right?
Yeah.
Doing your best to figure out, probably a lot of people have never even thought about what you just described, going through that exercise, right? I can't imagine that that's easy for people.
No, I think people are a little nervous to kind of put a stake in the ground.
Yeah.
I know I had a conversation the other day and we were talking about the different generations, and I think I fall into that. What do they call it now? The geriatric millennials. They say that we're less tech savvy and we kind of go more toward the Gen Xers versus the millennials. So geriatric, I rebuke that term, but that's what they're
Yeah.
calling us now. We have this notion from our parents. Like my dad is a baby boomer. He was a veteran. He was the postmaster general for the state of Connecticut, and he worked his way up from a mail handler, not even like a mail carrier. He started at the mail handling, like the sorting of the mail,
Amazing.
and worked his way up to postmaster general. So I have this mentality that, okay, like you start at the bottom and you just work your way up. Like, and even though the world of work is much more fluid now, when I look at my own career, I've made jumps and skips a lot faster, because I had that strategy in place. But so many times we don't want to think so far in advance. That's why the 2-year piece is so important to me. We can generally say, okay, like 2 years, this is, we can kind of do this. We can make the commitment. It's really kind of setting that commitment. And I use the 5 and 10 year almost as like a marker. That can change. Like I say, long-term goals are a moving target. Things can change all the time. But when you're making moves, it's almost like, okay, will this help me get to 2 years and 5 years? Just yes, no. And if you want to switch it up, if you're like, hey, I don't think I'm interested in that anymore, then you move it, but you still need that vision to help anchor you just a little bit.
No, I think that's awesome. What a great story about your dad. And, that's somebody to be celebrated and to be revered and appreciated. And just because he put his head down and probably walked through so much BS over the
Oh,
course of
yes.
that, I can't
Yeah.
even imagine. Just because he did that, I mean, so just my perspective. You can tell me I'm right or wrong or close. Take the values of hard work and discipline and putting your head down, but don't take all of it, right? Because that's not necessarily so do that. Revere that, but then take advantage of the things that you're talking about, that we are much more mobile these days. And it's okay to explore my passion, right? And to figure out how to actually make it work. But if you told your dad you need to explore your passion, he'd be like, "What are you talking about? No,
Passion. Like he's like, you have to do great work. And he's a big believer in being excellent. And that's something I talk about in the book too. I think whatever you're trying to do, be excellent. Excellence is the baseline for whatever the vision of your career is. Like, don't half step out here. Like, don't be like, oh, I think I want to do this, and I'm just gonna kind of dabble your foot in. You have to put your foot up, jump into the water. Let's learn how to swim, learn how to master one of the swimming techniques. Maybe you want to master the breaststroke, master it, and then be like, well, you know what? I don't think I want to be a swimmer anymore. I think that's where a lot of folks are kind of messing up a little bit, is that because they're not really sure or they're nervous about kind of putting that stake in the ground, they won't really go full-fledged and be excellent at whatever it is to the best of their ability at that moment. You could always change, but try and dedicate yourself to really be excellent. And that's how you start to see that momentum in your career.
I love it. Be excellent. Don't half step. Yeah, we got one crack at this deal. And I don't think it's ever too late. If you're 50, still put your make a decision to do something and go hard after it. And it might not be right, but you don't want to get to 85 years old and look back. That's like the number one thing that people say on their deathbed is that they have all these awful regrets. And that's a pretty lousy thing to be right there. I also love, I just love the 2 year increment. You can get a lot done in 2 years. It's hard to get much done in 6 months, but if you really commit yourself to going hard after something for 2 years, you'll be just astonished by it. I read some meme online, and who knows if it's real or not. It's an Elon Musk thing. It says, take your 10 year goal and try to do it in 6 months. It's like, well, that's pretty fascinating, right? You're not going to get there, but you'll be surprised by how much you can accomplish. So I think that that's such powerful, such a powerful thing. Now, I think that in order to really make any real change, you need some kind of an accountability partner or whatever term you want to use. What are your thoughts on that?
100%. I think it's hard to go it alone. And even someone like me, I'm an extreme introvert. Even though I do a lot of extroverted things, I need to be by myself. I've got to be by myself sometimes. But I know that I need those relationships to help me drive forward. I think there are two different ways to use relationships. I think sometimes you need relationships that help you in the day-to-day of your life, like just day-to-day. You need help. Oh, let me hop on a call real quick. You can help me out with this. Those relationships. But I also think that there are other relationships you need that are almost aspirational. Like you see someone out there killing the game to inspire you to do more. I think they come on both sides, and it's so important for accountability that you have different relationships. In the book, I break down four different relationships that you need, but just driving home, you can't be out here doing it alone. It can feel so lonely, and you need different relationships at different phases in the game. I know when I was an individual contributor in corporate America, when I wasn't managing anyone, I had relationships with people who were like on the same level laterally. But when I became a manager, I needed to have some managerial relationships to talk about how do I manage this team well? How can I motivate them to do work in a certain way? And even now as an entrepreneur, I need the same thing. I want people who are kind of grinding out exactly where I am, but then I want people where it's like, gosh, I can't wait to get there because it shows me that it's possible and also motivates me to keep working.
I think that it's so key. Everything you just talked about is so right on. It's so right on. The notion of needing to find somebody that has the job or the career or is doing the work that you want, and not just looking at, you know, oh great, Barack Obama's the president of the United States or what. Yeah. Well, that's maybe that's helpful, but I don't know that I feel like I can be Barack Obama, but yes. I know that I feel like I can be XYZ person that has the level of success, and I can actually identify with that person, whoever it is, so that I know it's actually possible that a person like me could be doing something like that person. So I think that's awesome.
And it helps you with the roadmap too, I think. Because so many times we can like zigzag all over because we don't know what we're doing. I think business owners have this down a little bit better than career professionals, just a bit, that there's this notion of, you know, you get a business coach to help you get somewhere that coach already got. It's like, why am I out here just flailing, trying to make things work if I can hire a coach to help me build this process out? And I think sometimes professionals, especially women and people of color, have that like heads down, I'm just going to work and someone will help me out or see the great work that I've been doing. And it's like, no, you can get help, whether it doesn't necessarily have to be a career coach. It could also be a mentor, someone who's been there and can tell you like, hey, when I worked on this type of project, this is what got me to the next level. Or these are the type of relationships that you need to get here, or fine tune your presentation skills by doing this. We really have to kind of drill down and just make sure that we make the intentional effort, even during a pandemic, to build these relationships.
I love it. And this is all, I imagine, a process that you have laid out in the book.
Of course.
Love it. Kimberly, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh, gosh. I feel like this queued up perfectly because I was thinking about it like when you mentioned it to me. And I was like, okay, what am I going to say? So the Manifest Yourself Manifesto is one of my favorite things that I like to share. So my company, I do leadership development for other organizations. And the manifesto is you must believe in yourself and your vision. When you do this, you will manifest the life you desire. And we talk so much about having that goal today. I think it was super appropriate to share that you have to believe you can do the thing. That is the first step, even if you have the relationships, you've built the plan. But if you are out here telling yourself it's not going to happen for you, it's going to happen for everybody else, I'd be shocked if you reach the goal. You have to really believe it. And when you believe you can get there, it helps you take intentional action every single day to make whatever your belief is come true.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
That's awesome. You got to believe in that you can actually do it. It's give me the manifesto to manifest.
Yeah. So it's you must believe in yourself and your vision. When you do this, you will manifest the life you desire.
I love it. Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? Where can they get a copy of Next Move, Best Move, Transitioning into a Career You Love?
Yes. So you can go to KimberlyBcummings.com. All of my information is there. My book is available wherever books are sold. If you want a direct link, go to nextmovebestmovebook.com. And I'm on all the social media. So just find me at Kim B. Cummings. And I would love to connect with you.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kimberly your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to KimberlyBCummings.com. Check out her great site. It is an awesome site, by the way, Kimberly.
Thank you.
And pick up Next Move, Best Move, Transitioning into a Career You Love, wherever fine books are sold, and find Kim on social media at Kim B. Cummings. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Kimberly.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.